Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information. There will be a buzz about Johnstown Castle this weekend as it stages the Wexford Honey Festival. The festival is in partnership with South Wexford Beekeepers Association, and Johnstown Castle will be using the weekend to declare the estate a conservation area for the native Irish black bee, which is thriving in wild colonies on the estate. The scheme is administered by the Native Irish Honeybee Society and will ensure that no other non-native strains of honeybee can be introduced to the estate. Johnstown Castle Estate Museum and Gardens, in the heart of Ireland's ancient East and an internationally significant centre of food science research, is a perfect location for Ireland's Bee Festival. Ahead of the event, Alan headed down to Johnstown Castle to meet with Matt Wheeler, curator of Johnstown Castle and Estate, as he tells us what the festival is all about.
We run it in partnership with South Wexford Beekeepers Association. They use Johnstown Castle as their base for the meetings and for our big beginners course that we run here. And we also are working in partnership with NIBS, the Native Irish Honeybee Society. So they're the guys really looking after and trying to conserve the Irish black bee. We're just outside the Irish Agricultural Museum, just outside the courtyard buildings there. We're just by the rear door of the museum courtyard, and we're just looking up at an active bee colony. There's a couple of colonies which use the museum as their home, and it's also the same for the castle. There's about four colonies that live on the castle, and about two colonies that live on the gatehouse, and probably countless colonies that live out in the trees around the grounds here. A lot of activity. They're going in and out. Some of them are bringing pollen in on their legs. So it's a very active colony. They've been here about a year now. They swarmed into the building last year. They may have come from one of the colonies in the trees, or possibly even from another building. When a swarm comes out, it's basically the old queen leaving with half the workforce looking for a new home, and we think all these bees here are the native Irish black bee.
Beekeeping was first introduced in Ireland in the 1700s, so what do we know about the history of beekeeping, and when did the grounds first start hosting the bees?
Well, they've been used here for many centuries, we think. John Knox Grogan, we know he got a premium to keep bees here, and that was back in the early 1800s. We know Lady Maurice Fitzgerald, who was the owner of the castle for many years, she was a very keen amateur beekeeper. She was actually the first president of South Wex Beekeepers Association back in 1911. So we have a strong association with bees and beekeeping on the estate, albeit a kind of sporadic one. It's come and gone over the years, and our current apiary dates back to 2017, and hopefully we'll just keep it going there. So what we have here is the honeybee, the Irish native black bee, but we also have quite a few different types of bumblebee, and we also have these rather more specialised bees. They're called solitary bees, and they often use the grassy banks near the watercourses and build their burrows. And so we're trying to monitor all the wildlife here, not just the honeybees that we mentioned.
Back to the festival, and we asked Matt what visitors can expect from the events taking place over the weekend.
South Wex Beekeepers Association will have a presence, so you learn about the club meetings, the beginners course we run in the spring. There'll also be an observation hive, which the Native Irish Honeybee Society will be bringing on. There'll be experts talking about pollination. There'll also be some fun trails for kids to do around the museum, but also around the grounds as well, where hopefully they'll learn a lot more about this subject, about bees and their importance here. There's a lot more awareness about this whole subject, but there's a whole lot more that needs to be done. Obviously, in the past, a lot of we're missing a lot of the old meadows, a lot of the hedgerows have gone. So really, we need to kind of turn back the clock to how things used to be, to give some of these species a fighting chance. It's often the sort of scruffy verges which are important, things like dandelions in the spring, letting ivy grow in the autumn, and having heather around during the winter. It's often the more scruffy types of plants which are important to these guys, not necessarily your wildflowers looking nice in the garden.
Over three quarters of the wild plants in Ireland benefit from insect and bee pollination. Pollinators are needed everywhere to support our wild plants, as well as if we want to grow fruits and vegetables. They are vital for our environment to thrive and survive, So we asked Matt to go into detail about some of the benefits of bees.
Well, it's really the service they perform in terms of being pollinators and the food that we eat on the table. That's really their primary importance. I mean, the honey that they produce as well is beautiful, of course, but that's really kind of like a byproduct. You know, their importance really to us is the pollination.
We finished off our chat with Matt by asking where people can find more information.
They can go to johnstancastle.ie to learn more about the honey festival. And also just come into the Intercastle Visitor Centre. There's lots of people in there that can assist and tell you a bit more about what's on offer here, whether it's a castle tour or going around the museum, etc.
Ours to Protect. In association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.